Of South Florida's folk music world. I think that really does describe him very well. He's very well known for his performances around South Florida because he stays down there and plays a lot as he takes care of his parents down there. He's from Delray Beach, but he's been known all over the United States as he's traveled around Great and Greenwich Village. He travels overseas. He's just a treasure here in Florida. He's only been living here for less than a decade, I believe, but he was able to move in here and see things and write the most wonderful songs about rivers in Florida from a perspective most of us just can't do. And as I said, I wanted to keep this short because you're not going to miss any of the lyrics. He's got the sweetest voice, and I know all of you at the top of the hill will hear every word. Please put your hands together and make very welcome Mr. Rod McDonald.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna, for that very nice introduction. I tell you, it's tough to have to keep talking all that time while we're setting up here. Just get a little guitar. Okay, can I have a little of it in the monitors, please? Just a little bit more. That should do it. The life he's been living is not what he expected, so far from what he always thought were his dreams. Working in the bars, driving a beat-up car, down in the Southland, making the scene. And at night he likes to go down, stand by the ocean, and watch all the lightning out over the sea. Lay down the situation, feel part of creation, till the waves wash his feet clean of memories. The life she's been living is not what she expected. She always had the mountains outside the window, but she loved herself a man down in the Southland, and she wouldn't leave him, and he couldn't go. And at night he likes to take her down to the ocean and watch all the lightning out over the sea. And there in the moonlight, hold each other tight till the waves wash their feet clean of memories. And the loved ones you've known and the place where you've grown up stay in your memory while the rest fades away. And new friends will come and new dreams will turn up. Still you cling to each other at the end of the day. Now there's plastic flamingos growing in the garden, and it's either that sunlight or 2 feet of rain. But they still run hand in hand into the breakers and walk on the sand just before hurricanes. And at night they like to go down, stand by the ocean, and watch all the lightning out over the sea. And there in the moonlight, hold each other tight till the waves wash their feet clean of memories. Till the waves wash their feet clean of memories. Thank you very much. Am I to conclude there's some problem with my DI? Yes? That's right. You can't hear it out there. Okay. What's it? Women of the world. That's an interesting request. Yeah. Okay. Give me just a moment here, please, folks. Y'all set there? Okay. Well, you know, I walked up here without a set list, so squeaky wheel gets the grease. Whoever requested that song, I'm going to play it for you. I haven't played this song in a while. Actually, Tracy Sands, who I was up here with just a few minutes ago, recorded this song on her new CD. And so we'll see if I can remember. There we go. I think I'd like to say a word or two today for all the women of the world. In my experience, it makes a lot of sense to know the women from the girls. Oh, I don't know if it's me or if it's you, but girls will be girls and women have a different point of view. And I admit it's true, I have known one or two of the women of the world. Last night a woman said, I'm trying to clear my head of everything I've learned in life. I've been my parents' child, did drugs and running wild. I've been a girlfriend and a wife. Now I want to think for myself and be for myself and keep my own flag unfurled. Why should I want a man? I want to play my hand and be a woman of the world. And I guess I've had my share of how the world's unfair and women get a lousy break. Of money men get more and keep the world at war and always make the same mistakes. And men are always hungry for love and afraid of love and running around after the pretty girls. I wish that you could see how hard it is to be a simple woman of the world. when I'm alone, I hear the telephone conversation in my dream. A voice is on the line, how are you doing? Fine. Oh, really, I'm just in between. And don't I wish I had a home, a love of my own, a couple of baby boys and girls. But then there's my career. Could you come over here and love this woman of the world? Thank you. Hey, that was a good idea. I like that. I'm going to do another request that I was asked to do backstage. Hope they're back there. Can I have just a hair more guitar on the monitor, please? I like that big sound. A few years ago, I spent quite a bit of time out in the reservation lands out west, the Hopi and the Sioux in particular. And this is the song that started it for me, more or less, got me moving in that direction. And so I like to say that if I'd known I was going to be singing this song 20 years later, I would have written it in a lower key. But we'll do our best here. They say you've got to lose before you can win. They say you've got to choose before you can give in. And you've got to cut loose to get back again. And it's a long way back home. They say you've got to fall before you can land. They say you've got to crawl before you can stand. And you've got to lose it all to get what you planned. And it's a long way back home. And it's a long way back home. When you're standing on some place you've never known, and I might see you where the rivers flow like me. For white buffalo. They say you've got to die before you can live. They say you've got to cry before you can give. And you've got to say goodbye before you can't come back in. And it's a long way back home. They say you've got to seed what you're going to grow. They say you've got to need what you're going to let go. And you've got to believe what you're going to know. And it's a long way back home. And it's a long way back home. When you're standing on some place you've never known. And I might see you where the rivers flow. Like me, you're looking for white buffalo. So I say to you farewell, for we will meet again. In the hottest flames of hell, I could only call you friend. When you hear that final bell, do not ask who's round your end, till you've found your way back home. And it's a long way, a long way back home. Standing on some place you've never known, and I might see you where the rivers flow. Like me, you're looking. Like me, just like me, you're looking. Oh, you're just like me, you're looking. Yeah, you're just like me, you're looking for white buffalo. Well, just for fun, I'm going to do something a little different, do one of the first songs I ever learned. I really love this song. It's by Hoyt Axton, and it's a song that never really got around much. I've recorded it recently, and I'm going to put it on my next CD. And hopefully, nobody will be recording it before then. It's only been around about 25 years, so maybe I got a chance. Well, sometimes I think about the folks back home. The 12-mile road I used to roam. Sometimes I think about a girl named Willie Jean. Did she ever get as far as New Orleans? We used to watch the river boats from a grassy bank. Yeah, and drink hot water from a railway drain tank. Sometimes I think about a girl named Willie Jean. Did she ever get as far as New Orleans? You know, sometimes I think about old Saturday's child. Yeah, and all the times that we were running wild. Sometimes I think about a girl named Willie Jean. Did she ever get as far as New Orleans? You know, people always told me, they said, boy, you're gonna come to harm. Now look at me working here on this Hatfield County farm. Sometimes I think about a girl named Willie Jean. Did she ever get as far as New Orleans? I do love that song. I've got time to do one more for you. Thank you for listening. I have some CDs up at the tent. My newest one is called Into the Blue, and this is a song from it. This is a song that was... that I wrote as a direct result of being booked here at the Florida Folk Festival 3 or 4 years ago. I had just moved... I guess this was about 1996. That's more than 3 or 4 years, isn't it? Man, it flies. It flies. I just moved to Florida a year earlier, and decided it was time I learned something about my new home. So I studied up. This is a song about a river. It's called the Osceola River. It's been flowing underground for thousands of years and doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. Thank you all very much. I'll be over at the Azalea stage a little later on, I think, with Tracy and also by myself. Hope I'll see you. In the long history of Florida, let's go back 12,000 years, when the land was roamed by mastodons, mammoths, and short-faced bears. The sea was 100 feet lower then, the coast 70 miles further out. Survival depended on finding fresh water for the first few people coming south. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The horses and the camels and the bisons moved on. The saber-toothed cats all died, along with the glyptodonts and the giant toad sloth, when the first few people arrived. For the only fresh water was in limestone holes and ravines down in the ground. And the human beings with their sharp-tipped spears, we're always hanging around. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The land grew warmer, the water rose, the ice age came to an end. Rivers flowed over the limestone holes, warm was the winter rain. Everything that survived adapted. The river of grass was born. Mosquitoes and gators found it to be an excellent hunting ground. 12,000 years later, and what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, and plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests the river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Osceola River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. And the river flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rod. That was great. And I don't know if he mentioned it, but I'll mention it for him. You have, like, what, 6 different CDs out, and a variety of them are up there in the Pfaff booth?
I think it's 4 up there.
4 up there this time. And I think I've got all the songs memorized on his Into the Blue CD. That's got a lot of great Florida songs, including this song he just was singing about the Osceola River, which isn't very far from here, really. How many of y'all know where the Osceola River is? All right. I see some hands. It's a very unique river. They've been pulling out some really interesting artifacts out of there at the research group out of Gainesville at the Florida Museum of Natural History. They've actually found some mastodon tusks, and they're getting great write-ups all over the world, the things are pulling out of that Osceola River. And so you'll be hearing about that. And so, well, it's like I said, Rod has a way of capturing things in Florida from a very unique perspective. We have a little bit of a switch in the lineup now. Greengrass Revival will be coming on in about a half an hour. And up next is going to be Jan Milner and her friends, and I'll tell you all about them in just a second. I want to give you a couple of other little announcements. You may have heard sounds of a roaring truck back there. Actually, the bus is pulled up and the Bellamy Brothers have arrived at the Florida Folk Festival, so I hope that you will make sure to be here at 8:30 tonight for a really great show. The Bellamy Brothers pulling in a great, great set. You don't want to miss that, and it ought to be a really nice evening here at the Florida Folk Festival. We have been so blessed not to have the smoke that could be here today, and you know, who cares about a little bit of hot weather? I'm just so thankful that the campground and the festival grounds aren't full of smoke today, because we can all come and enjoy the 49th Annual Florida Folk Festival. And the next year is the 50th. So you all want to definitely be here for the longest continuous running folk festival in the United States, the 50th, coming up next year. We have a special presentation at 6 o'clock tonight as well I want to tell you about. Something I'm really proud of. I'm with WUFTFM, and at 6 o'clock, we're going to be honoring some Florida musicians Mr. Dale Kreider, Mr. Ken Skeens, Mike Jurgensen, and the 2001 Florida Heritage Award winner, Miss Jeannie Fitchin, for their role in contributing Florida songs to a documentary that our station produced about the Apalachicola River called Apalachicola Doing Time. And they're going to be singing some of the songs that we used in the documentary tonight at 6 o'clock, right here on the main stage, and you don't want to miss that. And so let's tell you a little bit about the group coming up right now. You're going to hear a little bit of blues. You know, we've heard a little Irish music, and we've heard some flat picking, and we've heard some bluegrass. Well, we're about to hear some blues. This group comes from a variety of places. You've already seen Joe up here on stage a little earlier today, Joe Rena from the Tampa area. He'll be on harmonica. He's on my far right. And the next to Joe is Mr. Charlie Groth on guitar and mandolin. And many of you may know him from the Largo area. He puts on the Sunshine State Music Camp every year and has brought a lot of people into the acoustic world and taught them a lot about music. And that's every year, I believe, in October, isn't it, Charlie? Second weekend of October, the Sunshine Music Camps. All right, stop by the FOF booth. Charlie can tell you a lot more about it. He has a great website. We'll tell you a lot about that. All kinds of different instruments. If you want to learn something about how to play an acoustic instrument, I'm sure there's an instrument out there for you that you'll learn something about. And next to Charlie in the middle is Jan Milner, and she'll be playing and singing. And many of you know Jan. She's been up here emceeing for years and years and performing in a variety of groups. And next to Jan is Art Crummer from the Gainesville area. And Art's in a variety of groups as well, on blues country. And I think he's played on a few other kinds of folk venues around here. You see him a little bit of everywhere. He plays blues and he plays all kinds of folk. And he's from the Gainesville area. He'll be on dobro and guitar. And my good friend Jerry Karras from Stark, who's on stand-up bass. A great contra dancer, great swing dancer. First time I ever got out on the dance floor at the Florida Folk Festival was with Mr. Jerry Karras right here. I learned something about swing dance this weekend. Had a great time. I might have to dance for a while. Well, I've been known to do a dance or two. There's some great dancing here at the Folk Festival. Great contra dances. Bands have been terrific. Y'all been having a good time, despite the hot weather? I know I have. That's sounding good to me.
Can we turn up mic 7? Mike 2, make that. Let's hear it for 4.
Full circle? Are there playing?
Mr. Ken Crawford is over here on the left. You know, he works so hard for the Folk Festival. Deserves a lot of praise. He was just letting me know that Vassar Clements has a new CD out called Full Circle that you don't want to miss getting up at the FOF booth. And the Bellamy Brothers again at 8:30 tonight. That'll be a really, really good evening.
Still no mic too, or.
And I was talking about Jerry being a good swing dancer. I think I saw Mr. Ken Crawford get out there on the dance floor a little bit too on swing night. You know, I've been saying we should give some thank yous to a variety of people. I'll tell you, one of the groups that sometimes goes a little thankless, and they should not, having working in the radio business as I do at WUFT-FM and working with our program director on a lot of folk music programs that we do and air, those sound guys who get out here and carry on all this heavy equipment and set up the mics and make sure every group sounds as good as they can. And I've been hearing great things about the main stage sound guys. I think we ought to give them a round of applause as they go through this group after group after group. They do a great job. We're really proud of you guys. Thanks for everything that you do. And again, coming up after this group will be Greengrass Revival. And then we'll be getting ready for the, we'll have a little break, and then we'll be back for the Apalachicola presentation at 6 o'clock right here on the main stage. And hope to see you all here for that. And then coming up after that will be the Nancy Moore Band, Chuck Larkin, and Chief James Billy will be here, our ever-famous singing Indian chief from Florida. He has a great band. And Marie Knopfsinger is going to be actually here on the main stage, too, warming up before the Bellamy Brothers. We're looking pretty close to being ready, so let's make them welcome Jan Milner and friends.
Hello.
Well,
there you go,
there.
Guy.
We're getting there.
Tasting. One shoe.
Okay.
Tasting. That's good.
Are we ready then?
Kick it off.
1, 2, 3.
Charlie. How about you, Joe?
Yeah, he's got them.
Well, let's do that again. Sing. That's the Florida Blues by Charlie Grote. Well, it did turn a tidge warm, didn't it? And a little bit gritty. I don't know if you guys feel as gritty as I do, but if you do, we ought to call ourselves the Dust Bunnies. Oh, this is, let me tell you who everybody is again. This is Jerry Karras on the bass, Art Crummer on dobro and guitar, Charlie Grote on guitar and mandolin, and Joe Raina. These are folks that are so good, you just see them playing all over. Some people would say they're musically promiscuous, but I don't know about that. Here's one of my favorite tunes. You'll recognize it, but you may not know that Louis Armstrong wrote it. Here's Sister Kate.
One, two, three.
Oh, wish I could shimmy like my Sister Kate. Shake it like a bowl of jelly on a plate. Why, Mama was asking just last night. She said, how come Kate can shake it so nice? I said, Mama, it's understood that Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. Now I might be late, but I'd be up to date if I could shimmy like my Sister Kate. Tell him, Joe. I need more guitar on 18. I get myself just as high as a kite. You know I'd do it every night now. All the boys in the neighborhood know that Kate can shake it mighty good. So when you're coming through that golden gate, you don't want nobody but Kate. Hey, Art. Woo! Shake it like a bowl of jelly on a plate. Why, Mama was asking just last night. She said, how come all the boys are treating Kate so nice? I said, Mama, it's understood that Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. Oh, I might be late, but I'd be up to date if I could shimmy like my Sister Kate. I mean, when you're coming through that golden gate, you don't want nobody but Kate.
Unplug on the guitar.
Yeah. Okay, we got a instrument change here, and Art's going to pick up his guitar, and we're going to do one of the tunes that I think is on your Blues Country CD, is it not?
No, it's not.
Not?
But,
well, it ought to be.
Tell him it is.
it's
a Junior Art. Brown tune. While I look for a pick here in my pocket, don't get any ideas. Called My Baby Don't Dance to Nothing But Ernest Tubb.
Somebody bring us a pound of ice cream, please. Plugging in on the mandolin.
Do I need to turn a switch here or anything?
I'm
need
hot.
A little help from the sound guy.
We're in A?
Yeah.
A one, a two, a one. A one, a two. I got a gal that's mighty peculiar. She got a funny state of mind. Though she likes all kind of music, she'll only dance to just one kind. Well, she likes to hear Hank Moan the blues and Bob Wills' Faded Love. But my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. The reason if I could learn it while she only danced Ernest. I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. Call my baby, don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. Oh, play that thing now, Bluebird. Thank you. Joe Arena, Lutz, Florida, on the harmonica. Used to play with Ernie. Well, I like to take her dancing, but I just don't know what for. Cause the only thing she'll ever dance to is a Texas troubadour. Well, my friends don't understand how I ever fell in love. Well, the gal that don't dance to nothing but earnest love. I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. Reason if I could learn it while she lonely danced earnest. Say it's a waltzing across Texas. Must be in her blood. Oh, my baby, don't dance to nothing but earnest love. No, my baby, don't dance to nothing but earnest love.
Yeah. All right. Unplug on the mandolin.
Ooh, this is some of my favorite kind of music to do, and I'm just really happy I had the chance this afternoon. With some of my favorite folks to play with. Well, Charlie, we haven't heard a whole lot from you. Got a tune for us? Maybe like the one we practiced?
Oh, let's see.
What do you think?
I've been getting into alternative rock lately.
Not on my shift.
But as an alternate to that.
How about a Merle Travis tune?
You know, that's not a half a bad idea.
Yes, it is.
But then it's half good.
Okay, I'm plugged. All those fast ragtime tunes tell the guitar thing. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. I'm a pilgrim. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, just traveling through this wearisome land, and I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and I believe, Lordy, I believe it's not made by hand. Now I got a mother, I got a sister and a brother who have gone to that sweet home, and I'm determined, yes I am, go and see them over on, good Lordy, over on that other shore. Blow it, son. Now, when I go down to the river of a Jordan, just to pray my weary soul, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, I believe, good Lordy, I believe I'd like to hear some dope. That's Art Crummer right there. The Pride of Gainesville. I'm gonna pick a little bit now. Mm-hmm. my coffin, Lord, and all my friends, they come and gather around. They'll say, but he's not dead. No, he's just sleeping. Sweet peace, I go, Lord, a sweet peace, my soul is found. Let's stick around, guys. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, just traveling through this wearisome land. And I got a home in that yonder city. Good Lord, and I believe, oh good Lord, I believe it's not made by hand.
Here for the whole festival. Any hands? Any really diehard?
So far.
Whoa, so far.
How many have not arrived yet? Yeah, right. We had a big rehearsal the other day for Art's show, and he couldn't make it.
That's pretty bad since it lasted 9 hours.
And his body was there. Was the
feature Jan on this funny-shaped instrument here called the auto harp. It's not as auto as one might think, as I learned.
In fact, it's not auto at all, to tell you the truth.
There's a crank on the back of it, and it's got one of those little clockwork mechanisms in it.
For me, it was ought not to.
I really need some instrument on the monitor on number 18. I'm not hearing myself at all. Here's a traditional blues called Richland Woman.
One, two,
so come along, young man, mama will be gone. So give me red lipstick and a poppy red rouge, a shingle bob haircut and a shot of good blues. Hurry on, sweet daddy, don't you take your time. If you come too late, your mama will be gone.
Thank you. Jan Milner and Friends.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Jan.
Unplug on the guitar.
Coming up next, we have a great group from Pinellas County, the Tampa Bay area. Many ways we're doing a lot of mix and match because you'll see another familiar face, just like Joe Reno was up here with a couple of other groups. You're going to be seeing Mr. Mike Godwin come back up with Greengrass Revival. This is a group that's been around for about 25 years, very well known here at the Florida Folk Festival for their original bluegrass and folk. And they're going to be coming up in just a moment. And again, for those of you who have been joining us in the shade in the last few minutes, you've got a prime spot. And you want to stay right there and keep your seat for the Bellamy Brothers tonight at 8:30. Sound guys have been doing a really great job. It's a hot job and a lot of quick sets. You got to turn around and make sure all the sound is good, and I think they've been doing a really good job. So some other hard workers are those folks back there at the Friends of Florida Folk booth who volunteer their time and get back there and sell T-shirts and try and keep Florida folk alive. And I'll tell you, it's a thankless job. I'm always amazed when I see those folks who are helping put up all the CDs every morning and every evening and selling the T-shirts and all the various people who ride around on these golf carts who volunteer their time. They have full-time jobs, and they come to the Folk Festival and volunteer to haul performers around and get them where they're supposed to go. And I'm just amazed at how many people have been doing that for a number of years because they really believe in what they're doing. All kinds of sound equipment coming in here for the big show tonight. Hardly room to walk around. I'm so honored to be standing really next to the fiddler that's by me here. I understand that equivalent of Vassar Clement standing right beside me here, and he's going to be featured a whole lot. Mr. Ellen Chalford, am I pronouncing your name correctly? Elon Chalford?
Elon Chalford.
Elon Chalford. And where do you actually live, Elan?
Palm Harbor.
He's in Palm Harbor, Florida. And have you been with the group the entire time?
Yes, 25 years.
25 years. And this is the 49th Annual Folk Festival, so you've been coming here for, golly, you've been performing for nearly half of them. You should own it by now. Can you take stock in the Florida Folk Festival? I know I do, emotionally. Next to Lana is Mr. Rayford Stark. And I think the first time I ever heard Rayford play was at the Seminole Camp with Chief Billy one day. And he had my kids mesmerized by his quaint style. He shows up around the campground and just is able to put a pretty lick on anybody's tune. And he's got his own CD out. And Rayford also plays with Chief Jim Billy's band. You're going to be there tonight, on stage tonight, with Chief Jim Billy's band. And Magda Hiller. All right, yes, that's right. Travels around with Magda Hiller. In other words, really, folk musicians are very musically promiscuous. I think that's the best phrase to describe these musicians, especially that guy on the far right, on my far right, Mr. Mike Godwin. He just can't get enough of the main stage, I don't think. This time he's up here with a banjo. And there's another member. There's a couple other members here from groups you've seen already. Gypsy Wind. One of the many bands Mike Godwin plays in. I'll let them do some introductions as well, but I see Sandra Jemison on bass. She's also a bass player with Southwind, and was one of my favorite bands. And I think it's through Southwind that I became most familiar with many of Will McLean's songs. And they do a great job on Ballad of the Green Turtle, Conch Island, which is one of my favorites. She does a great, I think one of Sandra's favorite songs is also one of my favorite songs, Hot Buttered Rum. Isn't it? I knew it. You do a great job on that song. I love that. Kevin Holloway is up here on mandolin. Pete Gallagher on guitar. Are we pretty much about ready to start? And Kristen Holloway is also back up. And she's on flute and vocals. Has that beautiful voice that we heard earlier this afternoon. And if you missed it then, you're in for a treat now. All right, I think we've about covered the whole main stage here with the Greengrass Revival. Glad to have them. We're looking for a violin mic here. I think we're pretty much set. I'll let Pete do a little talking here. All right, put your hands together for Greengrass Revival.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Soundman, we need to hear that fiddle real loud in the monitor if we could. I just saw my good friend Vassar Clements. He's going to be leaving soon. He's giving a little workshop. He's just finishing up a little workshop right now. He's a great friend of ours and a great guy. And we'd like to honor him with our particular version of his signature song, The Lonesome Fiddle Blues. Thank you.
Thank you. We rarely play that tune because every time we do, Pete Gallagher has to leave the stage. And when he leaves the stage, then we play the tune that always brings him back. This is called Patty on the Turnpike. This is in G, and you'll recognize it's a G and F tune. Okay?
Let's do the old rocks.
Okay, we'll do you one of ours. It's called The Old Rocking Chair. Well, Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way that Daddy used to do? Don't you recall him rocking away and whistling the lovesick blues? He put me on his knees and rocked so hard I nearly lost my shoes. Mama, can I rock in that old rocking chair the way that Daddy used to do? Well, Bennett Pine been at the spine, carved with Grandpa's tool. This old rocking chair's been on our front porch since 1922. Thank you.
Let's do the old ropes.
We'll do a song for you now that about an old rope swing just down the river, up the river, here from White Springs. A little bit of history behind it. We thank Mr. Jim Bickerstaff for inspiring this song. He actually had nothing to do with the incident that we talk about in the song, but he inspired us to write it. And it's called simply The Old Rope Swing. We'll feature Mr. Rayford Stark on this song.
Chance we could. Held on to where the dead man's neck was. The thrill, it felt so good. We go flying above the water, not the highest peak let go. Man, it felt like God's eternity till we crashed the wet below. Tribulations of my childhood are tied up in that old rope. It's the one thing that I remember, everlasting, constant hope. I should have listened to my daddy, 'cause my life sure ain't been blessed. Lord, I killed man in anger, the warden wants my last request.
back to the Swanee, where the ready birds still sing. Bring me back to that tree of boyhood, hang me on that old rope swing. Keep me up there for a good 2 weeks, someone will cut me down and leave that rope swing hanging as a reminder to the town. We go flying above the water at the highest peak let go, and it felt like God's eternity till we crashed the wet below.
Okay, we'd like to get you to sing this one with us. I know you know the words. It's called "A Girl from Immokalee." This goes out to our friends out there in Collier County. Anybody here? Well, there was a lot of them here at the campground at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Take my chances in this funky little cow town. I saw her late last night down at the gaming palace. Now I'm spending my roll on the pretty little Alice. She's the girl from Immokalee. With my girl from the Immokalee, on Elaine. I see her riding in the rodeo and down at Miner's Market. I see her working. That's where I'd meet her after dark, yeah. Well, her daddy was from Mexico. He came for the harvest. And her mama is a Seminole from out of Big Cypress. She's the girl from Immokalee. With my girl from Immokalee. Thank you. dreaming all of my dreams with my girl from Immokalee. She's the girl from Immokalee, and the only way I want to be, sleeping under a chicken. She's my girl from Immokalee, and the only way I want to be is doing a Seminole boogie with my girl from Immokalee.
Give him a big hand. Great set. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to be taking a short break and coming back at 6 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to be having a special presentation regarding the Apalachicola River and featuring some folk musicians who contributed to this national documentary, including Dale Kreider, Ken Skeens, Mike Jurgensen, and Jeannie Fitchin. We hope you'll be back at 6 o'clock to hear their special river songs. That's at 6 o'clock. And, of course, we have a great slate tonight. The Bellamy Brothers are here. Their equipment's all coming in. The sound guys are all ready to start setting up. And that's going to be a great show. Pastor Clements has been hanging around the Friends of Florida Folk booth. I understand he's got a new CD out, Full Circle, featuring performances with him and some great legends. And so you want to check that out, get a chance to talk with Vassar as he's walking around. And so we'll see you back here in just about an hour.
There's a city, my God. Soft frame from steel guitar. Might use a little more. These are songs about the Southland. A little more, maybe. Float a farm. Good volume.